And what a glorious day to experience nature and energy, one and the same. A glorious day to be suspended between heaven and earth. Take a nice full breath in. The negative ions in the air, the crystal in the earth, the water in the earth, the sun, the divas, the fairies, the guardians, and the ancient ones that welcome us. Welcome us and help us to regenerate our own light, perhaps as we did when we were here in other times. Perhaps as we will when we leave this place. We take the memory of this light and ourselves and the soul memory. So as you prepare yourself to be a vessel for light and Kryon's guidance, let the elements open your hearts, clear your minds, and give you the gifts that are here for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Again, we are out in the open in a public area. Avery Stone Circle in England is the largest stone circle yet discovered on the planet. It has been restored as much as possible. It is unique. It is preserved. It is special. Dating back thousands and thousands of years, it is a curiosity. And there are so many legends and theories connected with it. I'm going to give you some things to think about. Dear ones, it is not for me to rewrite that which you believe, but to enhance the potential of what might have been. But in doing so, there may be some who are offended by what they have strongly researched and believed for a very long time. And so I give you these things to ponder, not as that which actually has to be, although I will tell you, it was. Let me start this way. Depending upon who you speak to and their bias, the ones who built this circle were either pagans or elegant. And I have given you so much information in the past about the elegance of your ancestors, about how smart they were. There is a tendency, even for archaeologists and scientists, to go back in history. And the bias is this: the further back you go, the dumber the human. And you see it constantly in the idea of how you might have evolved. But dear ones, the truth of the matter is that 5,000, 9,000 years, you're looking at yourself, you're looking at human nature, you're looking at you with perhaps just a little less technology or knowledge or experience on the planet. And so it's a celebration, dear ones, of how this was built, why it was built, a celebration and an honor of the ancestors who were here. Let me start. Turn the page, as my partner says, and I'm going to give you a story about another place that I sat in called Tiwanaku. In Bolivia, it is a 4,000-year-old dig, as they say. Slowly they are uncovering what the ancients did. And these ancients, 4,000 to 5,000 years ago, were also considered pagan, And they were also considered not quite so smart. And they dug into layers and discovered something. And I explained what happened. In a channeling much like this, where I was sitting in the dirt, but we had official guides from the government listening in. They did not like what I had to say. For it upset everything they believed and the path they were on. It seems that they had dug down and discovered something. Artifacts that didn't belong. Artifacts that predated everything they saw. Some artifacts were from across the ocean. They were simply not in the right place. It stopped the dig completely. And they had to reassess who might have lived there, how this ever could have been, whether it was literally carried from currents and discovered, because it did not make any sense to what they knew and believed about these people in Bolivia at Tiwanaku. And then I gave them the answer, and they didn't believe it. These people were elegant. They had simply dug down far enough to dig into their museum. They had a museum, dear ones, like you have museums. And they had collected from those overseas who would come visit them. They had trade, which was unknown, and they had put a collection of all of these things together in a chamber to be visited by those who lived there. How elegant is this? But the scientists to this day don't see that. They're single-minded and linear. When they find something in the ground, therefore it belongs to who lived there. Instead of even thinking that perhaps those who lived there were elegant enough to build a museum to restore artifacts of their ancestors or overseas. It begs the question, what are the biases? What do you really believe happened in ancient times? And the further back you go, the less you have to work with. Even here, it's only a hint of the topography that truly was here, except for one thing. It was flat. I'm going to get into that in a moment. You know, bias plays an important part in understanding. And the bias of your culture, as you go backwards and look, has skewed a lot of history because you apply it to yourself. What is important to you, not what might have been important to the ancients. I laugh because what I'm about to tell you could actually happen. 20,000 years from now, perhaps when you have ascended bodies or have gone to other planets or who knows what you are going to do, let us say that some will come back and visit this place called Earth. And they'll find things. And then they will make up their minds based upon their biases. There is a thought in some cultures that the highest thing you'll find in a city is the thing that is most revered and worshipped. Therefore, they will find the great god of Eiffel and make up their mind that this was the worshipped god in the area. They may discover a stadium, and ask the question, what did they do there? And what they are asking and expecting is one answer. They did one thing there and built the marvelous stadium for one thing. They ask that here, not understanding the elegance that is here. They may even look at it and in their own perception say, well, there are many people who sit around the field. What happened on the field? Well, they're not really certain, but the ones who had the seats that were closest to the field down low obviously were peasants and had no money. Because height is everything. And the ones that were way far back probably paid a great deal of money because, of course, they're elevated. Do you see the bias? Completely reverse from what actually took place. I only give you these things to talk about this place. Number one, the bias. You look at this place and you assume that what happened here happened all in a month. Not understanding that after this was built and generations went by, it was still used. It was improved. It was then also altered. Depending upon that which was believed at the time would then alter this particular place. And so how you find it now may not actually be how it was built later. Let me give you a hint of something. It's just a hint of something. This is England. There is a very, very old measuring system here that some societies, including that which my partner lives in, still cling to. And it's all about base 12. How many inches in a foot? How many feet in a yard? What about the 16s and the 32s? Weights and balances and fluids, all in base 12. That's right from here, dear ones. And long after you decided to change it to 10, you still revert to 12s for some things. This entire area was built in base 12. Some of the stones are not here. And the ones who took them away were the ones who built them as they changed things and as they went. So you lost your 144. And when certain things were cosmically correct, they became perhaps sacredly wrong. And then things were moved, just like in Egypt. And so you don't have the full story. You only have the latest story. But the full story, and even the latest story, is magnificent. Here in this place, where do I go from here? Now, this may very well offend so many who've spent their lives studying. The ones who built this were very smart and very elegant. When you see a henge, the thing that makes a henge, is the ditch. And there's usually a ditch around the stones. It's classic here. I want you to see how close the stones are to the ditch. It has to be absolutely flat. Now, you may not see flat today because of what has happened here over century and century and century and century. The village, perhaps, that was here, or the many who were here, in the interim between the time it was built and the time the knowledge was even lost and rediscovered. But it was flat. As flat as it could be. It had to be flat. Now I'll tell you why. This ditch was critical to the moving of the stones. And the bank around it, that is very high, came later. And I'll tell you why, for both reasons. I want this to make sense to you, so you understand what has now been discovered with the Egyptians, those on Easter Island, who moved their stones in a way that was practical and elegant and believable and very human. The first thing they built here was that which you call the ditch. And it had to be deep. It had to be a ditch that would sustain itself in water with the aquifer that is here for the years that it would take to move the stones here through the causeways, which were canals. Look for causeways that today you think are roads that were canals. Dear ones, they floated the stones here. and then cleverly around the moat filled with water, these stones were rotated with an apparatus and cleverly lifted and tilted up into place. This is why they are so close to the moat. They had no trouble with water, dear ones. It was everywhere. It still is under the ground, as you have heard from the guides. Does this make sense to you? This is a henge. And rather than dragging the stones or lifting the stones, you do as some have now discovered they did from the Nile in Egypt, where they had a lot more water than they do today. They floated them. Again, look for causeways that go a long distance that would be able then to support this, a system of even 100-ton stones to be moved here using the water through the canal, through that which was the ditch. Now, the water remained. It remained as sustenance. It remained as a water feature. It also separated the ceremonies here from the watching crowd. And you might say, wait a minute, what watching crowd? The ones who situated themselves on the very high banks all around this stadium. This is a stadium. What happened here? And the answer is everything. Do you remember the teaching I gave you at Whitehorse? What was the focus of the ancients? Life, death, ancestors, and Gaia. And in this place, there were festivals for all. There was festivals for the time of fertility. There were festivals honoring the night sky. There were festivals given here in the dark, only with fire. It was beautiful. It attracted tens of thousands of people. It's so big that you had to have found ancient villages all around it, for this serviced a city. Does it start to make sense now? Was there cosmic energy here? Of course. Of course. Just by the fact of the crystalline grid and that which you call the lines of influence, the ley lines. There had to be. More than they ever thought there could be was here. And then something that will get me in trouble. You believe that these people, some have been called the Stone Age, hardly. They were just like you. You have said, well, they only were only concerned with these serious things. Now I'm going to tell you something you should know. Yes, they played games here. And some of the internal stones are markers for the games. Is this too far-fetched for humans like you? You're not the only ones who celebrate the Creator in the way you do, who have the ceremonies that honor birth and dead. These people were really interested in the wisdom of their ancestors, and you can see it in every stone. Carefully placed. It was only later that calendars occurred and the things that you now have with fewer stones. There used to be 144. Is this too far-fetched? That they would be enough like you to want to have enjoyment of life, to have spectators watch these beautiful, beautiful ceremonies where they danced and sang and moved in the middle of these circles, where the rocks were in full color. This was the entertainment as well as the ceremony and their spiritual base. Dear ones, many of the stones are celestial mirrors of the sky. The size of them often mirror the brightness of the star. How many archaeologists have laid over the stars on this place? The stars as they occurred back then, not now. for the wobble of the earth changes where the constellations are slightly, year after year. There are many who are starting to put a star map on certain places of the earth, and they find this is where the temples are, this is where the stones are, because that's all they had to look at. Gaia was being honored. Types of year, different ceremonies. Cold and hot and rainy and muddy. There was a lot of water here. Dear ones, this is the truth of the circle, that there is so much more elegance and common sense that anyone has really given credit for. Maybe there'll come a time when you won't see the great Eiffel God and start to have sense made of all those here as though they were you and what you would do here. Again, I say, where was the religion? I finish with this. Let's say you had a magic time machine. Let's say you had a round table that fits the area. And half of the table was occupied by those who built this. And the other half was occupied by the scientists of 2018. And somehow through a screen they could talk. And somehow through a screen they could show visualizations of what they've done and what their culture was like and what they believe. When they were finished, the ones in 2018 would tell them all about the prophets, the knowledge of the one God, the Creator. The ones, the ancients, would tell about what they believed and how they had ceremony. And then the screen stops, and they all go back to where they belong. And they talk among themselves on what happened. I'll tell you what those from here would say. They would get together and weep for the future. They would say, at what time did human beings start worshiping humans instead of the creative source of the earth? They say, if this is our future of the planet, we don't want anything of it. Because we know what we know. And the sky tells us, and the weather tells us, and the animal tells us that God the Creator has a system that is beautiful and involves the earth. We don't worship humans. And in the future, somehow, some way, that's what happened. And they'll say, thank you, Creator, that we live in this beautiful time. Think about these things and the biases and the beliefs that you tend to put upon those in older times that actually might have known more than you do today. And so it is.